Welcome back to Chamber Chat, guys, with your host, Jamie Gilmore.
Thank you. It's so great to have you back, and I'm going to go ahead and start this out. We're going to talk about the awards banquet. It's coming up on Thursday. This Thursday, it's coming up. We hope you're there. Leah's going to give you some information on that. Leah Andrews joining us as a co-host once again. Back-to-back episodes.
Hello.
It's been a while since you've been in the studio. We've had you on some live events.
Yes.
And then,
not in the studio in a while.
I had this stat up, and I was going to bring it, but I'm going to save it for another time. But I was going to ask, what are the five countries around the world that we're listened to the most? And I will share them in our next podcast.
Countries?
Countries, yeah.
Other countries listen to us.
Other countries, yeah. Yeah.
No.
I've got the
They're spying on us.
I got the data. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, see,
I really had no idea. We became
quite popular here. This small city of Hueytown. We are global, ladies and gentlemen.
Global.
That could be. I'm telling you the truth. It could be just one person listening. I'll show you. Oh. It could be just one person listening, but at least they are listening.
Yeah.
I will say this: one of them is India. I think.
Surprisingly,
one of the top four cities in the country that listen to us. It's not Hueytown. It's New York.
Hueytown, step it up.
New York is listening to us.
New York's listening to us,
yeah,
more
New
than
New York
hometown.
Loves Chamber Chat.
That
so
is interesting.
But I don't think people understand how a podcast works. You can listen. If you have a phone or a computer, you can listen to us anywhere you want.
At any time.
I did a podcast one time called it was about the TV show Legacies. And we were listened to. We averaged over 8,000 downloads an episode. We're not anywhere near that. But, you know, we've got our listeners. We're loyal. But we had more people listen to us in Brazil than America or anywhere else. And I think the reason was because we were out before the show came out that season in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So people were getting the updates, what was going on about the show. So you'll be surprised how many people listen.
I just feel like we're very niche-y, though.
Right.
Like, well, somebody in New York is like, live from the Bunny Hop, live from the Fire Fest, you know?
Well,
I think
we bring personality.
I agree.
We bring personality, and you know what? They're probably thinking, man, they're in Manhattan going, why can't we do a Fall Y'all
Southern people are
fest?
So fun.
And why don't we say the word y'all? Yeah. We say what you all, y'all, which is correct English. Why don't we say y'all? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, people from New York are going to move to Hueytown.
There you go. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But anyway, we're talking about the awards banquet. We are also going to do, we haven't done a Mount Rushmore in a while for season two. So we're going to, because we've got food. The previous episode we recorded was talking about cake and lasagna and all this stuff. So I'm hungry, as always, when I do this podcast. We're going to do top Mount Rushmore sandwiches, and it can be anything. Now, I will make a caveat here. Since, you know, I don't know how many sandwiches are out there, I'm going to be okay. But if you want a copy, because you might have, like, I don't know, from a certain cheeseburger from a certain restaurant that somebody else might want.
What is considered so a sandwich? Anything on bread?
Yes, anything on bread.
A hot dog?
No.
I was just about to say that. So is hot dog a
no,
sandwich?
Not a hot dog. It's anything that's on bread, but it's got to be kind
in
of a sandwich.
Two
yeah, it's
got to
be a sandwich form. Jamie, so a hot dog wouldn't fit in that because it's another category.
Jamie, is cereal a soup?
No, but it should be. Because Fruity Pebbles would be the greatest thing ever for a soup.
Cereal is cereal.
Gavin's giving you a puzzled face.
But if you
right
put
enough,
yeah, I know I like to puzzle Gavin. I mean, I like to puzzle Gavin a little bit. No, I like if you put enough
Jamie
milk in there.
Jamie tried to tell me chili wasn't a soup too.
I don't believe it is.
It is.
No, it's too much going on there.
Is lasagna?
That is a soup.
It's too much going on there.
Is lasagna spaghetti cake?
Ooh, that's a great question. And
it's
this is getting weird.
If it's not, I just want to see the t-shirt that says spaghetti cake. All right, so real quick, let's talk about, before we do anything else, let's talk about the awards banquet. Now, as we joke around a lot, we really want to make sure you understand this. This is a great night where we get to really see some kids. They get to represent their school, what they've accomplished in high school. I was amazed last year when I would hear some of the GPAs. Like, if you added mine by three when I was in high school, I still wouldn't be anywhere close to some of these people here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They put the work in. So as a chamber, as a community, we're so glad and so proud that we get to represent and say congratulations. And we get to give a little money out. And as we know, college is extremely expensive. So any amount of money you can get, I'm sure is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
Me and Jackson are top of our class, actually.
True.
All right. And y'all are juniors. And so next year, y'all should have a great night at this event. I'm pretty sure, because this is for seniors.
It's a scholarship awards banquet where basically the chamber gives, I think this year, what did we decide? Like there was a certain amount of $1,000 scholarships, yeah. and then I think a few of them are getting $500. But basically, I mean, it's like
yeah.
We
wanted to give out more people, more awards and more scholarships to people. Instead of narrowing it down to three or four, yes. a few more get it. Yeah.
And I think that we've had a very unique year because we've had some very unique junior ambassadors. And the scholarship is, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it is exclusive to the junior ambassadors. Is that right?
I don't.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, is that true? Okay,
Gavin's so, nodding yeah. yes, so I trust Gavin.
Yeah, well, Gavin's on like seven boards here in Hueytown, so he would know.
Literally, he is the eyes and ears.
Mayor assistant.
But yeah. we've had a very unique year because we've had such incredible junior ambassadors.
Yeah.
These kids are insanely dedicated to school, to their community. I mean, these kids love Hueytown. They love serving. They love showing up, working, being helpful. They just are all such servant-hearted kids and also very dedicated to their academic. They have plans for their future, all of them have very attainable goals for their future and plans for college. I mean, they're just incredible kids. And so that's why, as a board, we decided that we were going to try to help as many of them as possible. Now, we know these days $500 is going to buy you a chemistry book. Like, we get that. But it's a chemistry book you didn't have before. Yeah. So,
I think for anything, any kind of amount of money is important.
And it's just, helps. Yes, and it's just been so nice and such a breath of fresh air to work with these young men and women who are so dedicated and so just awesome to work with.
Yeah, so Leah is part of the trifecta of leaders that on the chamber that work with the junior ambassadors. You have... Megan Kiker.
Yes.
And you have Catherine Forsiglio, and you have Leah. And I've heard a lot of people, you know, listen, I'm at every event, usually with a mic in my hand. I'm at every event, and all I hear is, man, these kids are doing such a great job. They're hungry. And that hasn't always been the case. Not that people didn't try, but we have a lot of people that are there. These junior ambassadors are going above and beyond. They're getting there early. They're staying late. It's just, you know.
I mean, and they are
working them. Yeah, and putting the time in.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just like we've had great junior ambassadors in the past. Like, that's not at all like we're not trying to just.
No, absolutely not. It's just the level.
But it's just like, it just seems like all the right people are in all the right places.
I made a lot of sandwiches last time.
She did. She made a lot of sandwiches.
I heard good things.
But yeah, it just feels like all the right people are in all the right places, and it's just everything's coming together so beautifully, and we're just really proud of them, and their character and their hard work and their attitudes are just so wonderful. I mean, we just couldn't be more proud of them.
Real quick, Jackson, slide the mic. Is this your first year being a junior ambassador?
It is, actually.
So what have you thought about the program so far, and what have you gotten out of it? And then we'll go to Jaslyn.
I haven't really thought much of Hueytown. I've just came to school here, drove 15 minutes, come to school, go back home. But ever since being a junior ambassador, there has been so much about the city of Hueytown that I've never have seen or have done before that it's just a whole new experience for me.
You've got to see firsthand with the events, and I think y'all too get to see kind of behind the curtain of the work that goes into it. These things just don't happen. It's like we wake up one morning, oh, let's do a festival, and just things pop up. It's a lot of work beforehand. It's a lot of work after, and y'all get to see that firsthand. So that's had to be interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. But I would hope that it would be fun. I mean, I feel like yes, it's a lot of work. I agree, and I'm so glad, Jackson, that you said that this is really like being a part of this has given you a new perspective of Hueytown, the small town, I guess, life that we have here. But I would hope too that it's really fun. I mean, I know we get frustrated with, we have this event, but it's always like, once you get there, you have a blast. Every time, you always have a blast. So.
And then right after it, you're looking forward to the next one.
Yay.
And thankfully, there's a lot of them. I can attest to that for sure. So, Jella, what about you? What have you gotten out of it? And
obviously community service hours, but
okay, meeting, that's really what it's about.
That's thanks, Jasmine. For personally,
I'm
for me,
kidding. I'm just kidding.
meeting new people. I'm a people person, 100%. Meeting new people, just again seeing a whole new side of Hueytown, seeing everything that goes into stuff. meeting everybody and knowing their story and how, you know, it contributes to Hueytown's history and future, everything. Yeah. Yeah.
And I would say, too, I feel like Hueytown's kind of had a rough 2024 so far as, like, there's been a lot of... It's probably, you didn't want to take this here, but I'm going to.
No, please. It's open book here.
There's been a lot of like gun violence and a lot of like fear, I think, in the city, especially in 2024 so far. And these kids are the light. These kids are the good. And it's so awesome to see them out there and putting themselves out there to show that, no, there are really great things happening in Hueytown.
Well, I think the point is, you've heard this quote before, today's youth is tomorrow's future.
Oh, yeah.
So, therefore, if you look at the junior ambassadors, you look at these kids that are there, you know, listen, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, when I was your age, I didn't get up on Saturday for nothing. So, for the fact that y'all are doing this, that's, I mean, that's impressive. And again, you get hours, but you could get your hours by just standing there doing nothing. Yes. You know, you're there, you're working, you're putting the time in, and it's greatly appreciated. And I don't think we say that enough. I think sometimes we just assume that people know things, and that's just not this. I'm talking about in life in general. We don't tell people good job enough. We're not positive enough. Yeah. People need that. So guys and people that are listening, Junior Ambassadors, y'all are doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much for all you do. And if you like events, it's a coming. They're on their way.
Yeah.
We're going to, trust me. So real quick about the banquet, it's going to be it's going to be Thursday night.
Thursday the 18th at 6 at Venue 3131.
There's no price for it, correct?
No. This is a come support.
There'll be finger food, student. Snacks.
There will be some light whores divorce.
I love that.
I would imagine Wesley with the Mad Hatter.
Oh, that's great.
Are probably going to do. Yeah. He always does a fantastic
job. They do a great
MJ,
job with grapes.
Yeah, they do great.
Grapes.
I love grapes.
They also do a great job at, you know, almost killing me.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. We almost lost Jackson one night, I think, to a nut allergy.
We were prepared, though. We were prepared.
Nobody was prepared.
We were not
Nobody
prepared.
Was.
Nobody was prepared. They were like, okay, if you die, we'll call the ambulance.
I had the mic. I had the mic, so I was ready to go. We're going to miss Jackson.
I ended up being fine, everybody. I'm okay. I'm alive. Yeah.
But no, I'm okay. Jackson has a treat allergy. So
but
he even told him before he sat down to eat stuff, and they were like, "It's okay." It was not in fact.
I was so at this time. I didn't. I was working, but I heard it, and I'm glad that he's still alive. He's still with us. It's a great thing. But yeah, once again, we'd love to have you part of it. More than anything else, you get to see these young people get awarded. And you get to see what they've done in their school life and the job they've done.
For their service and their dedication. Exactly. I mean, it's just all the way around supporting and loving on these awesome kids. And these seniors are going to leave us.
We're going to miss them.
And we love them so much.
It's going to have to, crop's going to have to step up. But we'll see
you. The coop.
We'll see you Thursday the 18th. I think this is one of the few, maybe the only event I do not MC. I let Lisa do it so I can sit back and make fun of her.
You get a night off? Not from making fun of Lisa, but you
I get to just sit back and just chill and go, Lisa. And I'll mess with her whole time. I'll say, like, she's been, go up there and talk. Say, Lisa, are you prepared? What if you mess up? What if you don't have your stuff written down?
I can just hear her right now.
Jamie. I know.
Oh, that was a creep. That was a pretty good Lisa right there. That was
Lisa.
Jamie.
Lisa, that's Leah doing that. That's not me. So please, if you're listening.
That was impressive.
That was great. All right. So once again, show up. We'd love to have you. It's going to be a great night. Now, real quick, we're going to do a Mount Rushmore of sandwiches. Mm. We're going to let you going to start us off?
Okay.
Okay. So she's going to, and it's going to work its way around. Would you like to do a list? Okay. These are always fun, too.
Arguably, Gavin's just our silent little buddy in the corner.
Arguably, usually the worst list in America, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening in New York,
in India,
this should be fun.
Don't judge us, New York.
Okay. Here we go. Go ahead.
Okay. Jen. I'm going to start off with my classic, what I eat like every day for lunch. Peanut butter and jelly. You can't go wrong.
Okay.
Love a peanut butter and jelly.
A peanut butter and jelly. That, you know, here's the thing. It might be on my list, but since you've done it, I won't. But that's a great sandwich.
I could eat jelly just by itself.
Remind
so
me
personally.
Is it grape?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be grape.
Grape.
Yeah.
Is a Mount Rushmore in any particular order, or is just the top five?
It's top one.
Top four. Four presidents.
That's why I
had the same thing.
Lee is a teacher. I just want to throw that out there.
Kindergarten, Mount Rushmore is not on our curriculum, just so we're all aware.
But it's got to be grape jelly. Great call. That was, if nobody took it, that would have been on mine. Go ahead.
Okay. Grilled cheese, but not too crispy.
Ooh.
Whatever.
Took
you stole my answer.
Firehouse.
No. Didn't you just say Firehouse?
No, no, no. He's
no. I said Five Guys.
Yeah. So he can, you can go a sandwich.
Oh, never mind.
You
can we'll take a, it because it's my next.
You can take a sandwich from a place too. We're letting you have that. So go ahead.
Okay.
Well, now that you said something, Five Guys.
Okay. What?
Five Guys burgers.
Okay. Now, is it just any? Is it double? Is it the single?
I get the double with the cheese.
Okay. And it's $43, but it's worth.
It
every
is penny. Worth oh every penny. And also,
for a sandwich.
Let's welcome TJ.
TJ, yes, right. TJ, come on. You ready to go? You want to throw one? What's your sandwich?
I'm ready. Can I go with Five Guys as well?
You sure can. I wouldn't do it because I would never copy anybody, but that's
you. Right. You see, the thing is, though.
I said Firehouse Jackson,
Five Guys
not
has
five
a
guys.
Really good sandwich. I like to order a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And I add two patties on there because it's
okay.
I like a burger.
It's kind of a patty melt.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, and that was, man, I just threw one mine out there. Okay.
Okay, because burgers
guys,
on Texas toast are superior to burgers not on Texas toast.
All right, so this is surprising. We've got a good answer from Gavin, a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, Jack.
Look at swinging, coming out swinging. That's very
good.
Way
to go, Gavin.
Yeah.
Wait, Gavin, just meat and cheese? Are we talking peppers, onions, the works?
He wants the works, right?
All the way.
Yeah, he wants it all the way. Yummy. Okay, mine's going to be, and you can get this from anywhere, but it's one of my favorites. It's just a basic club sandwich. And they cut them up the little four, you know, the little four squares. Oh, it's great with bacon. You can do ham. You can do turkey cheese. So good. In fact, I would like to have that when I leave tonight. But a
from
lot
anywhere
of stuff.
Specific or like one you make?
I've never had a bad club sandwich. It's like I never had a bad casserole. I never had a bad club sandwich.
I've had a bad casserole.
Okay.
Yikes.
I feel like my next answer, it could be... Oh, sorry. I feel like my next answer, it could be technically not a sandwich. But you said anything on bread.
With
bread?
Two pieces
between
of bread.
Between two pieces of bread. That was the stipulation. Oh.
So it can't be inside bread.
Like a
what,
bread bowl?
What were you going to say? Yeah. What were you going to say?
Give me
that's
what
not a sandwich. That's a soup.
Leave me alone. The McAllister's bread bowls...
That's a soup though. That's,
okay, but it's in between two pieces.
Well,
of bread.
It's bread on top of it, obviously.
Yeah,
we
and
can't
it's
now. We're gonna we can't give you that. You got to give it now. There's several sandwiches at McAllister's are really good though. They have a good club.
Well, I haven't had those. I've had the bread.
Okay. So you got to give us a sandwich.
Okay. Whatever. Those bread bowls are good though. Anyways, I'd say, I get this thing from Subway. It's like. Italian bread.
She's about to give us her whole Subway order.
Yes, I am. If anybody wants to buy me Subway,
here's my order.
I get Italian bread, toasted ham, pickles, lettuce.
The Jasmine special.
She's blacking out as we speak.
Right, so
I can't
think
of this.
So a ham and cheese sandwich with everything. Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's
so
good.
So good.
And you're right. The McAllister bowl, that is good. It's fantastic. It's
that
not,
is,
a, sa- it's
that's
not
a, sandwich,
a sandwich.
But
it is
but
fantastic.
Bread,
yeah, it is good. Go ahead.
Okay. I like, this is one of my favorite things, and I never eat it just because I'm never around one. But I love a good... Sassy Scotty chicken salad croissant from Chicken Salad Chick.
That's a great name too. I love it. I like it too.
Is it the Sassy Scotty's the one that's like bacon cheddar ranch, right?
I think so. There's
Isn't
one
that the Sassy
There's
Scotty?
One that's called something that's got the jalapenos on top of that.
Okay,
as well.
That's not the one that I was talking about.
Okay, but
that's
good.
My favorite. No, that ain't it.
We'll give you Sassy Scotty.
That
that's
was
good.
In my top four, not five. Four.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I was gonna say a ham and like just a classic ham and cheese sandwich.
You could still
but
do that.
Nah, I wanna.
Okay, you want
to
do something different?
Stick to not copying.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I just forgot it.
Locking.
I just forgot it.
Locking.
No, I can't remember it.
Oh no.
Oh.
Skip.
A good barbecue sandwich.
Okay.
From good, where?
Any particular place?
Just a good barbecue sandwich.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
My second sandwich, honestly, probably be a sandwich that I make. I make a ham and turkey
Ooh.
Sandwich.
It's just
a sandwich from home. Yeah. Going to his house. Okay, all right, all right. All right, so...
You didn't specify what kind of sandwiches.
I know, Jasmine. Okay, so again, this is turning out to be one of Gavin's best lists ever. We got a sloppy Joe...
I was going to say a little bit of
a manwich, a sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe's fantastic.
That's horrible.
Oh, sloppy
what?
Joe, it's great. Manwich? Come on. You like a sloppy Joe? It's sloppy. It's perfect.
I love it. That's why whenever we have sloppy Joes at the house, we put a fork on the table just in case you need it.
You got to eat it with a fork. You do have to eat it with a fork.
Okay, so this sandwich is You're going to see an Italian stuff on mine a little bit here for the next few, but this is, and it can be from anywhere because I've never had a bad one, but I'm going to go with the spicy meatball from Firehouse, but a meatball sandwich from anywhere is fantastic. I love a meatball sandwich.
Oh, there's certain spots.
I mean, they're fantastic. Love it. Mm-hmm. Boom, go to Firehouse. You never had the spicy meatball. It's a little hot, but it's nice.
Okay, I know we said like a regular ham sandwich.
Sure.
But adding one special ingredient, which is Doritos. Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
You've been swimming all day.
Yes, ma'am.
And you make a ham sandwich.
Get some Doritos from the bag.
Doritos on it while you're about to fall asleep. It's...
Okay, we're going to give you that.
When you put the Doritos on there, you push it gets it together.
That's fantastic. I'll give you that. That's a great answer because it is. We call it the Dorito sandwich because anybody that's ever done that knows how good that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My next sandwich
is
because of very similar reasons. My daddy used to make these at our house back in the day. Two slices. I'm going to just lay it out for you. Two slices. Toasted white bread.
It does sound good. Love white bread.
Mm. A little smear of mayonnaise on both sides.
Just a smear.
And some fried bologna. Oh. A good fried bologna sandwich. Doesn't that sound good?
Okay, that does sound good.
Doesn't it?
It does. I'm all about it.
My daddy would make us fried bologna sandwiches
when
we were
so
little.
That is so good.
Yes.
Because it's the transformation.
Not spam. I can't do spam.
No, spam's
I can't
too
do
anything that's slimy, I can't be a part of.
The thick slice Ziegler bologna with the red rim.
The transformation of what bologna begins like that you can throw it against the wall.
Okay, Jamie, we're not talking about that. We're talking about fried bologna. Don't gross me out.
But
now.
I'm saying.
Gavin's Googling sandwiches, guys.
I had to spell it.
Okay. He's okay. He's all right. I'm just saying when you
got offended.
What it turns to, though, is greatness. It starts out as something that, I don't want to eat. But when it becomes fried, I'm like, I can do this.
Some fried bologna
sandwiches. Okay.
I haven't had one.
Yummy.
Okay, I'm looking for something exciting here from you. You've kind of let me down a little bit. I want to hear something good.
How have I let you down?
It just hadn't been your normal list. You're usually on top of your game. You've been a little, bland.
It's going to be a grape salad sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say that.
Banned from the podcast forever.
This isn't what I was going to pick, but I wanted to say like what Jaslyn was saying. I used to do that, but with peanut butter and jelly. I know it sounds weird, but I thought it was really good.
With Doritos?
So you can, is that your pick?
No, I said that wasn't my pick.
Oh, okay, got you. Making sure.
No. My pick is a good bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
On a biscuit.
Oh,
not bread.
Yes.
Either one.
Regular bread is still good. It's better on a biscuit.
See, I think the fried egg is better than the scrambled egg for that.
I do scrambled egg. But I know people like the yolk.
I can't get behind a fried egg.
Love a fried egg. Love it. No. Go ahead. Third one. You've been interesting so far. Let's see what you can pick it up here. Because you said last time, it's just a sandwich I make in my living room. Like while I'm watching a game show.
Another sandwich of mine is a big breakfast sandwich from Jack. It's so good.
Okay, what's your meat, though? Because the bologna is really good.
Every time I go to Jack's, they never have bologna.
They don't. What's so hard to get bologna, Jack's? Come on here. I mean, it's like
it's $1 a pack.
It's like 90 cents for like a huge thing. But good job. That's your best so far. All right. Can you continue? Ladies and gentlemen,
Let me spell check that.
We remember the Thanksgiving episode. We know what's going on with him.
He's going to say something like...
I was about to say, you needed help spelling roast beef sandwich? I'm confused. Pasquale's is what he needed help with.
Oh, okay. I've had that. That's a good call.
I've never had Pasquale's.
Pasquale's is not. There's like three open around the country.
There's one in Gardendale.
They bring it back the next day.
I feel like there was one in Gardendale. Yeah. Is there one in Gardendale? I don't know if it's still there. It might be burned down like you said, but anyway.
All right. So mine, very simple, staying with the Italian. A chicken parm sandwich. It is absolutely tremendous. I love chicken parm. Olive Garden, before they took it out, used to do a great chicken parm.
I've never been to on top of pasta. Lots of pasta.
I like chicken parm just by itself. Chicken parm on top of the roof. I don't care. I love chicken parm. That's my third sandwich. All right. Here's we make our final destination.
Okay.
Jasmine, here we go.
I feel like you're really going to judge me.
I'm not. Do I ever? Do I ever judge?
Yes. Yes. Judgy Jamie.
No. Okay. Okay, so
I'm not. I promise.
I'm gonna say going with the Doritos thing again, but with tuna salad.
Okay, so a tuna sandwich. Okay, yeah. But throw in some chips on top of it.
Yes.
Okay, tuna's good.
Doritos
tuna had a shot.
Doritos with tuna is so good. I know it sounds like such a weird mix.
No, tuna's great. And putting, I like Doritos, so I'm
My
down.
My mom's tuna salad with Doritos is out of this world.
Don't you agree that if you're a tuna fan, it's all who makes the tuna?
Yes.
Like, it's that's
chicken
the key.
Salad. Whoever, it's
exactly.
Who makes the chicken salad.
It's whoever makes the chicken salad.
Same with coleslaw.
Chicken salad. Yeah.
Not anybody can just make coleslaw.
No, no. And it, but man,
I'm
if tuna's done
coleslaw.
Right, mm-hmm. good job. I'm making funny. Come on, get out of here with that. That never happens. Leah, go ahead.
I'm trying to think of my last sandwich. Okay, I will say I do like this. This is also just, I feel like, a very simple classic sandwich, but I love it. It's just a good old Italian cold cut sandwich, like the pepperoni, salami,
okay,
ham. I think it's Subway.
Yeah.
You can build one.
The spicy, it's kind of like that spicy Italian. Is that,
yeah, or yeah. like a BMT yeah. or something. Yeah. I don't know. I like hard cold cuts like yeah. the
like
salami
bread
no like oh. like pepperoni and yeah. Salami yeah. and there's like another one that usually goes on charcuterie boards but I can't remember now what it's called.
Oh, it's great. I know anyway. What you're talking about though.
But yes, I like that with some mayonnaise yeah. a little salt and pepper, some lettuce, tomato,
yeah,
maybe a few banana peppers thrown on there.
Oh,
toasted bread.
Yeah, how good's a banana pepper? I love mean, a banana pepper.
I just recently
you put that on a sandwich
acquired
it's fun.
A taste for banana peppers and yeah. I really enjoy them.
Okay. So good. Good list. Good list.
Thank you.
Jamie, don't give me that look. My list has not been bad.
It's been solid, but it's not your normal.
I feel
normally,
like
our normally you're much
that
better.
Side-eyed
people in New York, through. I know you know that my list has been the best. You know that.
Go ahead.
A slider.
Okay, so is it from a particular place? What do you is it chicken slider?
We're going to need a few more details.
Hamburger slider.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
You can't
honestly
just say
I don't know. All the sliders I've had have been like amazing. I think there's one that my grandma makes that it's like ham and mustard. And
oh, we call those funeral sandwiches.
are you?
No,
that's kind of rude.
No, that's what it's called. Listen, I told my sister one time they were called funeral sandwiches, and she was like, she truly thought I had lost my mind. But it's the little rolls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And the ham and the mustard, and you put the butter on top, you bake it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Ruby
yeah.
Tuesday's has a great
it's
slider.
A funeral sandwich.
They got chicken or hamburgers. They're fantastic.
I'll look it up for you.
Very good.
But yeah. I guess funeral sandwiches.
All right, so
I'm about to Google it. Listen, Google don't lie.
For everybody listening around the world, in Hueytown, we eat funeral sandwiches. We enjoy it. All right.
That's not dead people.
There,
please,
are you okay?
Please
so
know
you
that.
You're
tell me what you're talking about.
It's been an interesting list for you. You've taken Gavin's
funeral
place.
Funeral sandwiches.
Let me see them.
All right, so what do you got there?
This one might not be as good.
Can you see them?
But funeral
sandwiches.
My
whoa, burger. Whoa. You said this one might not be as good?
It might not.
Okay.
Is it one
I
you
personally
made?
No.
Okay.
I personally enjoy the sandwich a lot. I mean, I have to drive all the way to Lakeshore for it, but it's always worth it.
Okay.
It is a breakfast burger from Whataburger.
Oh.
That no, I've had that. That sounds good. That's good.
It's really
that's
good.
By far I your best pick it. Of the night. All right.
I usually don't crave okay. burgers that early in the morning, but that
but,
does sound
you
good.
Know, but it's good for your cholesterol. All right.
Your blood pressure's good. Thank you.
Very good.
Long dramatic pause.
Okay. Oh, Gavin's
right.
getting a look.
No. This is interesting. I didn't see this one coming. This is by far Gavin's best. He goes ice cream sandwich.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Wow.
Gavin with
that
the
was.
Win, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay. Gavin
I hate
wins.
That, you know, if you're Gavin's mom, if you're listening, be proud of your little boy today. What a great
he's
job.
He's a think outside the box
that
kind
was,
of dude.
That's a special.
Okay, so I feel bad even
is
following
it really
him.
Bread?
It's bread enough.
It's like
hey,
brownie,
you know what?
Almost.
It's bread adjacent. We're gonna give him. We're gonna
bread
give him.
Adjacent.
I can't
give
have
bread.
My,
bread bowl
my,
is
my bread
adjacent.
Bowl, but you can have an ice cream.
Oh yeah,
sandwich.
Absolutely. I'm giving. I'm, one of the greatest. One of the greatest pulls of all time.
The parking lot.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. This guy right here.
He said it's in the name.
It's a, it says sandwich. All right. So and I hate to follow
it's
that.
It's in bread.
Okay, I'm gonna go pizza. I'm gonna go pizza sub. I don't care where you get it. Subway actually has a great
like a
pizza sub.
Calzone question?
No, there? it's just a pizza sub. You get it's pepperoni, cheese, and you get banana peppers,
it's
mushrooms. Like, it might have been really
where
heavy
does this
Italian.
Come from?
It's
Subway.
Like a piece of pizza, but like
yeah, it's so good.
I didn't know that there was a such thing.
Yeah,
at Subway.
Get the pizza sub, and again, it's okay. Italian. Mine's
is
been.
Pizza?
I want to apologize for my family that I didn't go for more southern tonight, but it's been really Italian based. My Mount Rushmore.
Hey, they know how to do sandwiches.
Before we get out of here, I want to remind you once again, it's April 18th.
Yeah,
it's
April 18th, 6 o'clock, 3131.
Venue.
Come
we might
support these babies.
And we're possibly going to be
so
recording.
Proud.
We're going to hopefully record from there, so the whole crew might be here again.
Yeah, question.
Especially, yes, go ahead.
What's
I'm going to give
question?
You a question.
Is pizza a sandwich?
It's a pizza sub. It's
okay.
It's,
no. I get what you're saying, but it's pizza.
No, because it's not. It's not between two.
Yeah, it's not a sandwich.
Bread.
It's not.
Well,
yeah.
Like if you look
that's
at one,
technically
slice,
pizza is toast.
If you folded them, it still would be a sandwich. It's just you taking advantage and eating in a different way.
I have another question. Is a calzone a sandwich?
Yes. No, it's a fold over.
Yeah, that's a gray area.
Is it sandwich adjacent?
It's possibly sandwich adjacent. But I tell you what is an ice cream sandwich. Great job, Gavin. Gavin gets the MVP award tonight,
yes,
no
Gavin,
matter what.
Gavin wins.
Gavin won.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for another award-winning edition for you that are listening all over the world. We're going to leave you tonight with Lost Horizon from one of the great bands of the 90s, Jim Blossoms. Until we meet again, you have been listening to Chamber Chat.